Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Coming up in today's program, Acting Agriculture Minister Derek Kelly reiterates government's commitment to farmers during the drought period. Hear more in just a moment, and later, our proverb of the day and Camilla Guthrie. Good morning.
Are you 13 to 17 or 18 to 25 years old?
If yes, the Office of the Public Defender, OPD, wants to hear from you.
Enter the OPD's nationwide essay competition and win big prizes,
including a start towards a small business,
cash for books and uniform,
and cash to start a First Heritage Cooperative Credit Union account and lots more.
Category 1, ages 13 to 17 years.
In no more than 1,500 words, respond to this statement. The disabled in my school are treated fairly and equally. If you don't agree, say how you change it.
Category 2, ages 18 to 25 years.
In your own words, say which of the rights as cited under the Charter of Fundamental Rights and Freedom do you consider most important and why.
The participant must be a tertiary level student and response should be in no more than 2,500 words.
That's the Office of the Public Defender essay competition. Enter today and win big. Deadline August 8th. Call the OPD at 922-4882 now for more details.
Acting Agriculture Minister Derek Kelly says the government will continue providing farmers with the necessary support during the challenging drought period.
So far, the ministry has made an allocation of over $30 million to all constituencies. That means every member of parliament has the opportunity to look into his area and see where the need arises and try to help the farmers.
The Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, has been allocated over $3 million to help farmers who have been affected by bushfire as a result of the drought.
RADA has been given over $3 million to deal with areas where fire has affected the farmers and to try and get them back on track as quickly as possible.
Minister Kelly says RADA will continue providing assistance to farmers as it's important that consumers have an adequate supply of agricultural produce.
We want the consumers to be able to have adequate supplies of all types of produce, because once you start getting into importation, you're going to create some other types of problems for the farmers. Farmers are not anxious about importation. So at this point in time, we are doing what we can to encourage them to use small irrigation systems to help them to get back on track as quickly as possible.
Despite the intense drought conditions, Minister Kelly is optimistic that the drought will not cause production to fall off significantly.
In the meantime, we hope that the rain starts to fall and that will make life much easier for everybody. But I have great faith in what I see, and I believe that the signs are very good and the spirits of the farmers, notwithstanding the difficulties, are very high and they are very anxious to get on with production.
It's for this reason the government and its agencies will continue to support the efforts of the country's farmers.
We are into production and productivity, and all the support that the government can give through the ministry and other agencies, we will do so.
Meanwhile, Minister Kelly says individuals may desire to increase prices on agricultural produce during this period. However, the Ministry of Investment and Commerce will be monitoring prices.
With the assistance of the Ministry of Investment, Industry and Commerce, we are going to ensure that the general public is advised about prices so that those who want to jack up prices artificially on the consumers will find that they are barking up the wrong tree. Even if you need to increase prices for whatever the problems, be reasonable with the public. They need to get the benefits of this thing too. It's a hard struggle for everyone.
Acting Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Derek Kelly. The proverb for this morning is, the same knife as stick goat stick sheep. Translation, the same knife that kills the goat also kills the sheep. This means we're not to gloat over someone else's misfortune, because the same bad thing that happens to me today can happen to you tomorrow. And that's it for this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, we invite you to keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm or on Facebook. With studio engineer Joel Samuels and for producer Evadne Brown, I'm Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.